Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Nemo Leibold. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Minoski. Batting third. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Del Pratt. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Shano Collins. Batting seventh. The catcher, Muddy Rule. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chick Maynard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leibold. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ellerb. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoski moves to second. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urban Schocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocker bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerbe moves to second. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ellerbe scores. Gerber moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gerber moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sisler. The throw from Rule and he is out, Pratt applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard hits a pop-up into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 0 for 1 in the game. Leibold hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoski hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a fly ball into left field. Minoski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pratt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 1 in the game. Pratt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into center field. Leibold settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Leibold. Ellerbe reaches second base with a double. Urban Schocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schocker is 0-for-0 in the game. Schocker strikes out. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-for-2 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 0-for-1 in the game. Rule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rule moves to second. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pennock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leibold hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leibold. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. There goes McManus trying to get to home. Leibold throws the ball into Maynard, who relays the ball to Rule, who tags McManus, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chick Shorten now playing left field. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Minoski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Schocker covering. Safe. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schocker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 0 for 2 in the game. Pratt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pratt moves to second. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 2 in the game. Severide hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellerbe hits a line drive towards short. Maynard reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chick Maynard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerbe fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pennock hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maynard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Nemo Leibold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leibold is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Leibold bunts towards third. Ellerbe fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Minoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoski hits a line drive towards third. Ellerbe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Pratt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pratt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pratt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chick Shorten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shorten hits a fly ball into right field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-3 in the game. Severide hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ellerbe hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Shano Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Muddy Rule is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rule is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rule hits a fly ball into left field. Shorten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Harris pinch hits for Chick Maynard. Joe Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Smith pinch hits for Herb Pennock. Elmer Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.